Kennedy Malloy's Sports Wrap.
We welcome Nelly Meadows to the microphone. Nelly, my couch has a massive ass groove in it after the biggest weekend of AFL in history, and then flicking around, I've got FA Cups, I've got NRLs, I've got
there's a lot going on.
I'm under house arrest.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
No,
to be
that's
honest,
good.
About stage four at this stage. I'm quite enjoying myself, but boy, is there a lot of sport. Where do you want to start?
I tell you what, my couch as well, because I live alone, it's got an ass print in one spot. The rest of it is absolutely pristine, Mickey, so I join you there. But Nick,
welcome aboard.
I might sell 2/3 of my couch at the end of this. Nick Kyrgios, he has opted out of the US Open. He says he's putting the health and safety of the community first. Now, it comes after world number one Ash Barty also said that she wasn't heading over to New York. The 25-year-old Nick Kyrgios, he's branded the sport as selfish and called on other players to reconsider. As we know, Nick doesn't do anything by halves. So let's just take a little listen, because he gave a feral clip to a few players.
Tennis players, you have to act in the interests of each other and work together. You can't be dancing on tables, money grabbing your way around Europe, or trying to make a quick buck hosting an exhibition. Think of the other people for once. I will not be playing this year at the US Open. But I'm sitting out for the people, for my Aussies, for the hundreds and thousands of Americans who have lost their lives. For all of you, it's my decision, like it or not.
Wow. There you go.
He's so self-righous. What the hell?
So he is doing his bit for the people. He's keeping his ass on the couch as well.
God.
Can I just say that he's a man of the... He should be going out with Greta Thunberg.
They're
perfectly
matched. There's a couple.
He is a...
Oh, my God.
I like the fact that Australian tennis players are now pulling out before they even get to the tournament. I usually enjoy it when they pull out one set in. the patented Tomic move.
All right.
Is there? Okay, fire away. Next story, please.
I've got a new entrant for club COVID-19, guys.
Hold that right there. That's a new... Have we got a new jingle for club
let's
COVID-19?
Do it, guys.
I like it. That's pumping.
Wow.
Pumping.
It's not epic enough for me.
Very fitting for this too. Not one, not two, not three, 12 people.
Wow.
And look, our thoughts, all jokes aside, our thoughts with Melbourne United, 12 players.
Tell me what's happened here.
12 players what? So tested positive, bloody
for COVID-19. So 12 Melbourne United players, those who have tested positive, those who haven't, obviously all of them right now are quarantining, as well as the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. This just goes to show just how infectious this disease, this virus is, really. The fact that so many people involved in one club have tested positive, it won't affect the NBL season at the moment. We're expecting a bit more news, obviously, as this plays out. But the 2021 NBL season is scheduled now to tip off in December. Hopefully that's still the case. But thoughts on all of them, and let's hope there's no big concerns.
What about the Washington Generals? How are
they? The
Washington Generals, are they okay?
Why me?
Well, they can't keep playing the Harlem Globetrotters and losing. If they keep losing, if they keep losing like that, there's got to be a health reason or something behind it. You know, they haven't won once.
Yeah.
So you reckon we're just dating it all the way back in the day?
I reckon if we were contact tracing, this would go back to the Washington Generals. For sure. That's all I'm saying. Right.
Very
keep
interesting.
Moving.
Check the sewerage. Isn't that how we worked out?
Yes, you're right, Nez. You're right.
Look, in the AFL, I tell you what, it has been an expensive weekend, let's be honest.
Dear.
Nathan Buckley, the Collingwood coach, he's been fined $25,000. And Brenton Sanderson, it must be said, the assistant coach as well. 25 has been suspended. So 25 they've got left of a 50 grand fine. Basically, they went out and had a hit of tennis over in Perth, but they decided to have a couple more people, including Fed Cup captain Alicia Molik.
Yeah.
Great girl. We love Alicia. She's unreal.
Yeah.
That is an expensive tennis match. Wow. Eddie McGuire on Triple M this morning, the president who called for, you know, people to be really harsh on this and for the AFL to come down
to send them home, I think was his quote, wasn't he? They should be sent home.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, he sort of said, no, you're taking it out of context. I just said for it to be harsh, and it is harsh, and everyone's putting their hand up, and those two are going to split the bill. But I tell
you
what,
can I make a suggestion?
What?
Nathan Buckley replaces Nick Kyrgios on the US tour.
Well, I'll tell you, Nathan can play. Bucks can play tennis, so that was not a bad idea.
What about this? We rename the Rod Laver Tennis Centre, the Rod Laver Arena, the Nathan Buckley Arena. You've got some pull, Merrily.
But it was a misunderstanding, wasn't it, Ness? Didn't they think,
Look, they certainly didn't do it on purpose, and they had spent more than the 2 weeks in Perth, so it wasn't like they broke the, you know, the actual protocols of WA. But
you're an apologist now for Collingwood football.
No, but it didn't go well because they didn't win yesterday, so it didn't go very well.
Exactly, they lost my Freo Dockers, so I'm happy.
That's a game they probably should have won.
Well done, Nearly. I should have mentioned that at the start. You're a good Perth girl, and you love your Freo Dockers, and congratulations on a fantastic win.
I'm having a very happy Monday after that win
Well, you
yesterday.
Need something, don't you, in this lockdown?
I'll tell you what to do.
Hell.
We're going to keep you around. There's some more stuff we want to work
Narrowly. Yes.
Can you hold on the line?
Absolutely.
All right. Narrowly Meadows is with us right after this. Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy with Narrowly Meadows, who's still with us, thankfully. We love Narrowly on a Monday with our sports rap. Song Whisperer not far away, too.
Now, you have big Dally M news to announce for NRL fans.
I tell you what, guys, Donald Trump, the President of the United States, wants to ban TikTok, and I reckon an NRL star might be with him on this one. Nathan Cleary, who is the Panthers halfback, he's in the running and one of the favourites to win the Dally M medal. But the problem is he was banned for two games earlier this season for a TikTok, TikTok dance. He got caught out. Now, the NRL has confirmed he's going to miss the chance. He obviously missed up the chance to pick up points during those games, but he also gets docked 3 points per game as per the rules for suspension in the NRL. So 6 points he misses out on in the running for the Dally M. It's a massive blow.
Can I just say this, though, Narrowly? If I'm working at NRL headquarters and I hear that there's been a social media debacle involving one of our players, I'm just happy it's not a dick pic.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think in the long run,
Jane,
they'll be happy. They'll be
you
happy
in the
that
high
it's,
ground it, and I laugh.
Narrowly, there's so many other things that it could be.
They're happy that it's a TikTok dancing fiasco.
And not a TikTok?
Not something else.
Nice term. Like it.
Yeah. All right, what else have you got?
I just wanted to let you know that your boy Dave Reynolds is going to be a dad.
We know.
That's great news.
How good is that?
Winner. He's revealed they're expecting a kid in early 2020. I think he was 2021. He was pretty shocked by it. So congratulations.
Shocked.
I expect him.
I think it's been in the planning for a long time.
I expect him to race.
In that happy sort of way, you know, like he was super overwhelmed and you know, when he was broken to him, he was very excited about it.
I think he should race with a baby chair in the back and a baby. That would be.
I like that.
And then when his pit crew runs out, someone runs out with a bottle and just in the back seat, and then off they go again. 52
I like
laps.
It.
All right, what else?
British GP Lewis Hamilton, he won his seventh British Grand Prix, a record, on track to win his seventh World Championship. Our Aussie Dan Ricciardo finished fourth, equal best at Renault.
I was just going to say, is Lewis Hamilton single?
I don't know the answer to that. I'm sorry. I know he's
I think you'd be
prowess.
A good couple.
Sure.
I think you'd be a good couple, just Sheesh. Saying.
Yeah. Me and Lewis Hamilton.
More baby news, is there coming out?
I wouldn't have to worry about JobKeeper anymore.
No, I know.
Well, I've got some sad news for you involving him, but he's just released. He wants to be a singer. I hate sports. It's a classic case of stay in your lane, but he's just done a single with Christina Aguilera, it's him. Can we find it, please?
I'll have a look.
But if I was driving a car and that came on, I would crash it.
Is it better or worse than Brett Lee?
Hang
it's
on.
Up there.
I'm
it's in the conversation. All right, wait, one more quickly. The FA Cup's been won and run.
Yeah, I believe Jane's got a happy household. Arsenal came from 1-0 down to beat Chelsea 2-1 at Wembley. Record 14th.
Finally,
FA
a happy
Cup.
Household. This is coming from a Demons family, so
good
at least
you,
we
Narrowly.
Have Arsenal to win.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks for dropping by.